home.
It's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios, it's the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
Now? You want me to go now? What I do, talking to this microphone? Presented by Omni Nashville Hotel and Goggin Cold Hall. Coldest team in town. This is the Greg Pogue, John Burton Show on Nashville Sports Radio. Good Tuesday morning. How you feeling, Nashville? Pretty good, I'm guessing. I'm John Burton. He's Patton Cook. Greg Pogue is on his way. He's en route. He's had some traffic issues on I-40, but he will be joining us a little bit later on this morning, probably before we go to our first break. So, Greg, if you're listening in the car, hands at 10-2, buddy. Yeah. Eyes on the road. You know, put the breakfast sando down. My goodness. Well, let me tell you something. That was one of the better Monday night games I've ever covered. One of the better Titans games I've covered. The stadium was absolutely electric last night. Two good teams going tooth and nail, punch, counterpunch. In the end, the Titans get the win 34-31. Goal line stand at the end of the game. Sean McDermott elects on 4.5 yards from the 3-yard line. We're going to go for the first down and the potential game-winning touchdown with 22 seconds left rather than kick for the tie. It backfired. Allen lost his footing on a quarterback sneak. Jeffrey Simmons and a host of others making the big stop, reminiscent of the goal line stand against the then San Diego Chargers a couple of years ago at Nissan Stadium. And that's a game, when you look back, that kind of turned their season around. I think that was that Tannehill's first start after taking over from Mariota?
Yep.
And so that kind of jump-started the run to the AFC Championship game, in my opinion. But it was an absolutely electric atmosphere. I was watching from the press box. The young general, Patton Cook, who we say good morning to, you were in the stands. You were at the game. What was it like, man?
It was awesome. I'm just gonna put it like that. The voice is a little hoarse. Doing some yelling last night? A little yelling, a little screaming, a little yelling at Derrick Henry to run. But mm-hmm. It was awesome last night, and you talked about the atmosphere. I gave Bills fans a little hate towards the end of the show yesterday. They were awesome, quite frankly.
Yeah. And yeah. They were fun. It was fun having them in town. For the most part, they were just thrilled, I think, to be anywhere. You know, we had John Murphy on yesterday and the voice of the Bills, and what did he say? He said, you know, you're cooped up in Western New York. You finally get a chance to go out on vacation. Why wouldn't you come to this great city, Nashville, Tennessee, world-class hospitality and entertainment city, watch a great game on Monday night and cheer on your team?
And I think that's what sports is to me, just kind of two fan bases having a good time. They would have a run. We on offense, the Titans fans would have a run. It was just kind of back and forth, and, mm-hmm. and they made it fun. And I thought Titans fans, they got a little hate for selling their tickets, but I think the fans that were there, I thought it was 50-50 noise-wise. It was very loud Bills fans, but I thought for the Titans fans that were there, ESPN popped up a graphic, and I think via Vivid Seats, it had Buffalo 64, I think Titans 46. So it was heavily favored in my section. I was in the upper level, and that's traditionally where you're going to get the majority of the away fans, but the environment was awesome. I think the Titans showed up.
They did once again. And Patton, oh my gosh, there's so many tentacles to this game, okay? Let's start with the injuries. Dropping like flies. Let me start with Taylor Lewan. Let me just first say this. Yeah. I'm glad that Taylor Lewan, for the most part, is okay. I'm sure he's got a massive headache waking up this morning. You know, it looked bad. Cart comes out. Backboard comes out. They strap him in. You know, but looks like he's going to be okay. He was evaluated for a concussion. Nothing with his neck, nothing with his back. Head movement in all his extremities, okay? Have I made myself clear that I'm glad that Taylor Lewan is okay?
Yes.
Okay, having said that, what a meathead way for Taylor Lewan. That is so Taylor Lewan to get injured that way. Diving on a pile. The play is pretty much over. What are you doing? He's such a meathead sometimes. I mean, I love him. He's a great guy to cover, and, you know, I'm not friends with him. I don't know him, but I've been covering him ever since he got here. And, you know, he seems like a pretty cool, funny guy, but he's just such a meathead sometimes. What are you doing in that situation? But he goes down. Chris Jackson goes down. Caleb Farley goes down. Who actually played pretty well last night from what I saw. I don't know what you saw.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a tough ask to cover Stephon Diggs and Manny Sanders and those guys for the Buffalo Bills. But I thought he played okay. But he goes down. Julio goes out in the fourth quarter. Can we start to get real here, Titans fans? This thing with Julio, this hamstring, I think it's a little bit worse off than people. Incredible catch he made last night, by the way, off the circus catch. They'll be replaying that one forever. But he goes out again in the fourth quarter. A.J. Brown ate bad Chipotle. Didn't know if he was going to play. Had to get IVs yesterday morning. Gutted it out. 7 catches for 91 yards. And yet this team found a way to win. Because Tennessee, I'm going to give you some tough love this morning. Buffalo Bills are better than you. That's a better team. But hats off to Vrabel, the coaching staff, the players that gutted it out. You found a path to victory. You found a way. Now, listen, did you get a little lucky because Josh Allen lost his footing? That's a 240-pound chooch that probably would have gotten the first down had he not lost his footing. But defense made a play when they had to, and I don't know what else to say about Derrick Henry. Yeah. I mean, we can start to have the conversation now, a couple of things. He is already one of the greatest running backs of all time. He is already one of the greatest NFL players of all time. And I think last night's performance, 143 yards, 3 touchdowns, the third one giving the Titans the lead, ended up being the game-winning score. You can now firmly place him in the MVP conversation right now. And Eric Dickerson, I don't know if you're listening. We love you, ED. Call in 615-844-5600. You should be nervous right now because your record is in serious danger. 21-05. In 1984, I watched him that season. He was amazing. What more can you say about Derrick Henry? This guy basically put this team on his back. You know, it's one thing to put up yards, right, Patton, and score touchdowns and do all those things. You know, there's the streets are littered with playmakers. But when a guy in a close game, two good teams, wasn't a must-win for the Titans last night, but, man, you know, we'd be singing a different tune if we walked in here this morning had they lost and gotten to 3-3 instead of 4-2, no? For a guy like Derrick Henry to put this team on his back the way he has, I mean, the 76-yard run, he was shot out of a cannon. I mean, as soon as he broke the line, I was like, he's gone.
Yep.
We're sitting in the press box, we're like, gone. He wasn't even at the 50 yet. What this guy continues to do is amazing. He's having a run unlike any other running back in NFL history. And I include Jim Brown, Barry Sanders, O.J. Simpson, Walter Payton, Emmitt Smith. Name who you want to name. This guy is up there. This guy is he's doing things. It's hard to, I'm having trouble putting the words together, Patton, because you know, his ability to wear down defense, you get him in the first half, only a 2-yard gain, stop for a 1-yard loss. But as the game goes on, he gets better.
Yep.
Defenses get tired. You got to make a business decision late in the fourth quarter. Do I want to put a shoulder into this guy and try to tackle this guy? Oh, by the way, if he gets a step on me, I'm not catching him. Unbelievable performance. You know, Tannehill was good, not great last night. But Derrick Henry, A.J. Brown, again, gutting it out with food poisoning, bad Chipotle. He joked afterwards, you may have that, he joked afterwards saying, hey, sorry, I know I'm not going to get an endorsement from Chipotle. All kinds of reaction to this game. We want to hear from the people today. 615-844-5600. You have some reaction from last night's game, Patton. What do you got?
Yeah, I've got Derrick Henry, and he's kind of talking about the A.J. Brown situation and whether or not they really even thought he would be able to play this week.
Hit it.
I just make sure we had enough toilet paper for him. No, I'm playing, but I'm glad he was able to come out and play, you know, despite, you know, having a little sickness. You know, he pulled through. That's the type of player he is, type of person he is, and glad he was able to come out and play.
And you could tell A.J. Brown wasn't 100% because a couple of those, he had some, Tannehill hit him for some big over routes in that second half. And normally, you know, when he catches those crossing routes, he gets a step and he's gone. Yep. And you could tell there was just a little bit of a hitch in his giddy up, like his energy level probably wasn't quite where it was. But it's the NFL, man. You got to gut it out.
Yep.
You know, it's an unforgiving league. And, you know, you have to gut it out, and that's what he did. I give A.J. Brown full marks today. Like I said, Derrick Henry. I mean, listen, you're a Titans fan. What does it mean to have a guy like Derrick Henry on your favorite team? A guy that you know, more often than not, when it's time to deliver, he delivers.
Yeah, well, growing up, you kind of always wanted a guy that kind of the National Football League and just any fan in general will know and kind of want to be. And I think Derrick Henry is starting to be that. And I think there's a lot to be said about Titans fans kind of starting to have the Hall of Fame. Could he make it? Sure. But I just kind of going on Twitter last night, kind of scrolling through neutral fans, fans of other teams. They're saying GOAT about Derrick Henry in terms
of. It's time to have that conversation, Patton. It is time. Yeah. Okay. You know, we put it off, I think, long enough. It is time. Look at what he's done the last 3 years.
And the question was, is it a one-hit wonder? He had that one season where he got close to 1,000 yards, but you mentioned it. It's three straight seasons where defenses, they know what's happening. They know what the Titans are doing. The Titans know what they're going to do. There's just no surprises at this point. And it's not like you're breaking on the scene, no game film on him. There's plenty of film, and there's a lot of film on Derrick Henry and that stiff arm, and he gave out a few of them last night.
Yeah, and it's just, man, it's amazing to see what he's done. And, I mean, he is well on his way, knock on wood, barring injury, to becoming the first running back in NFL history to have back-to-back 2,000-yard seasons. You did the research for me for News Channel 5. Thank you for that, by the way. I think the best year after a 2,000-yard season was, what, Barry Sanders? What do you have, like 1,500, 1,600?
Yeah, 1,600 yards. Yeah. Not really close.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are getting your reaction. 615-844-5600. You give us a call on the F&M Bank phone line. So now the Titans are 4-2. You got Kansas City coming in. Little advice. I know we're going to have Brad on tomorrow. Bet the over. Two high-powered offenses and two defenses that really, you know. Titans defense is better, and they came up big last night. They had a little help because Josh Allen lost his footing. But, you know, this defense is still pretty leaky in some areas. Josh Allen, you know, 350-some yards, three touchdowns. Tannehill, 18 of 29, 216, no touchdowns and a pick. You know, kind of an average game for him. Josh Allen threw 47 times last night, 353 yards, three touchdowns, one interception. And ladies and gentlemen, we say good morning to the Pogeyman, the Pogey Bear, the Pogester, Greg Pogue. Good morning.
Hey, I've been listening. Excellent, excellent observations.
Thank you.
You ought to get a. You ought to thought doing this for the living. Maybe?
I want to ask you, Greg, as we bring you in. Good morning. I'm sorry about
first,
your trip.
When it's not a good sign when you're getting at Providence at I-40 Mount Juliet, and there's people coming up the exit entrance ramp the wrong way, trying to stay off, get back, you know, because they didn't want to get into that. I went down Mount Juliet Road, came around to Old Hickory, and came in that way. So,
okay.
Yeah, well, you know.
Good to see you.
Yeah.
My first question right off the bat, were you surprised that McDermott chose to go for it and not kick the field goal and get the tie? Because this is a new NFL, guys. You know, coaches, teams are going for it on fourth down more than we've ever seen. 10 years ago, you know, the conventional wisdom said, you know, kick the field goal, take your chance in overtime, you know, and go from there. But I wonder if that was a Josh Allen decision. Did Josh Allen talk, you know, Sean McDermott out of it, you know, out of kicking the field goal? Because I know as a Giants fan, if that was a Tom Coughlin-led team, split the uprights, man. We're going to overtime.
Oh, Jeff Fisher,
right here.
Yeah. No, I'm not,
are you surprised?
Not at all. Because what are the alternatives? Okay, the analytics would say go. Okay, right away. Mm-hmm. And you know, Allen slips, and the combination of Jeffrey Simmons beating his man.
Yeah, got great. He made a great play. Great penetration.
Really. So that was the combination there. But okay, the alternative is if you kick and you go in the overtime, you're at the mercy of a coin toss in a 10-minute period where if you don't get the ball and the
Titans. Your defense hadn't been playing that well.
The Titans have been running up and down the field the last, they scored on like five straight possessions, something like that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so you're going to put it at the hands of a coin toss and then a hold, or even if whatever, I think your analytics tell you your odds are better to go for it. You know, and you had the momentum to get to that point. I'm not surprised at all. This early in the season now, if this is you know, a 12-3 and a 13-4 team, mm-hmm. or whatever, mm-hmm. yeah, you it may be different. But right now, I think it's easily the right decision. Yeah,
okay.
But you're right, Jeff Fisher and Bill Parcells,
right.
and
Tom Coughlin, those old school guys.
It's a different animal.
Mike Ditka, you know, and yeah, I just thought it was a, you know, it was a calculated risk that backfired for the Bills. But you're right, the Bills defense had not been playing well. Tannehill, by the way, not sacked last night. Great job by the offensive line and the backs and the tight ends to get those guys blocked up front to allow Tannehill time to deliver the ball. And like I said, kind of an average game for Tannehill, maybe, you know, mediocre at best. But he made some big throws in that second half when he had to. Big third down conversion.
Good to see him and A.J. Brown got in a groove.
Yep. They did.
And then Westbrook Akini, too. I mean, mm-hmm. you know.
Huge catches for him on third down.
Down the stretch. And Julio, whatever's going to be there, that might – I don't know. I mean, I just think that's something that this team's going to have to live with all year long. And
yep. And I mean
– Who knows?
But, I mean, all the injuries, Greg. I mean, just everybody. And
I feel sorry for Caleb Farley, too.
Yeah, me too, man. You know, he
can't stay on the field, man.
I thought he played okay last night. Yeah. He wasn't terrible. But I was just, I don't know if you heard in the car on the way in, just talking about LaJuan's injury. That is such a Taylor LaJuan way to get injured, isn't it? To get a concussion. He's a meathead, man.
Yeah.
I say this with all peace and love, but he's a meathead,
but you
bro.
Could tell he was just out.
Oh, yeah. He was done like dinner.
He was out. And good that nothing, obviously, all the structural, no damage whatsoever, and just concussion, obviously. Mm-hmm. And
is that a typical way for Taylor LaJuan to get injured?
What was it? When was the one that he got early in his career? Remember, he threw the guy off the pile or something, or came in there late and something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say meathead's fair.
But you know, I know we're up against the break, but you know, I mean, look, great win and enjoy it, Titans fans, because it was a thrilling win and a great show on Monday Night Football. The stadium was electric, but you got to wonder who's going to be available Sunday. You got the Chiefs coming in, and I know they've struggled a little bit, but you know they still got number 15.
So the thing is, during this stretch, you've got one down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Probably the biggest one, because I agree with you. I think the Bills are the better team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what did we say yesterday? Vrabel in a corner, back him into a corner, and
you
and,
called it, bro.
You know, and they come out fighting, and
right.
you know, and so
because they're still in catch up mode for losing that game to the Jets. That's why last night's win was so important. Hutton and I were talking about that in the press box last night.
Yeah, in the division, I mean the
conference
pecking order, obviously. Mm-hmm. But you're right about Derrick Henry. The first three offensive possessions of the Titans. Nothing, and nothing, and looked like beaten. And then even that, what was that? Was it third and one, second and one? I think it was where he popped the 76-yarder.
And give credit to the Titans defense, by the way, because the Bills were marching up and down the field. They were at least able to hold them to field goals. You know, it's 6-0. All of a sudden, Derrick goes 76. Yeah. You're winning.
And 21.6 or 8 miles per hour.
It was fast.
The fastest run by any human in the NFL with carrying a football this year. Now I'm trying to think of all the people who've had the football. Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, I mean, there's John Ross of the Giants.
There's some burners. There's some burners.
Super fast.
But
you know,
it's 6'5", 2.
Cole Hardman's really fast.
45, whatever, and he's got another gear.
He's an alien.
He's got another gear.
He's a freaking alien, man. He's not of this earth.
And you're right. Knock on the wood. If this maintains for another 2 to 3 years, which, you know, you sort of like Brady. But you see how he maintains himself,
right.
You know.
Plus, he wasn't used for his first much his first couple of years in the league.
He could. He's in that elite category already. But now is he going to go to the Jim Brown? You know, the ones you know to mention every time, Barry Sanders,
Walter Payton.
That whole thing, you know.
I mean, I'll throw Emmitt Smith in there, but it really should have been Barry Sanders' record. And, you know, I could have ran for 16,000 yards behind that offensive line. Nothing against Emmitt Smith.
But he did.
Well, I hate the Cowboys. So.
I know. Patton, good to see you. Good to see you. Thank you for not doing anything, really. except what you're supposed to do. What do you mean, oh, it's Steve, not the Steve? How do you know that's not the Steve and the other guy's just a Steve?
Well, the Steve calls every day. This Steve does not call every day.
Oh, a different Steve.
Yeah.
And, of course, Around the Horn with Eric coming up next.
Hey, stay with us.
All right.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located at the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. Voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. Bob's Steak and Chop House offers the classic steakhouse experience. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 5 to 10 p.m. And they've got complimentary valet parking available. Bob's Steak and Chop House, located 5th Avenue downtown at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1976. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any want you have. Visit us at 2635 8th Avenue South in Nashville, or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnorLiquor615. Log on to the new website, RadnorWineAndSpirits.com. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville.
You pledged your life to serve, to make our country stronger, safer, more free, more equal. You worked tirelessly, made sacrifices, missed first steps and birthdays, lost loved ones. At VA, we don't see the setbacks endured. We see lessons applied and passion driving you upward and forward. We don't see all the masks you wear, but we hope you can set some aside. We embrace your uniqueness and won't trivialize your past, your fears, or your hardships. We can't promise to heal all wounds or wash away all trauma, but we do see hope, a path forward, a future. We see all veterans. We see you. An opportunity to help you achieve a new mission, whatever that may be. Learn how treatment works and recovery is possible. Visit MakeTheConnection.net.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Sunshine, highs around 74. For tonight, partly cloudy, 50 degrees is the low. Wednesday, sunshine, high 77. Wednesday night, slight chance of showers, cloudy otherwise, low 62. Thursday, sunshine, high 76. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, this is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Great Folk John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel Goggin, cold off coldest team in town, Patton Cook. Want to hear from you. Obviously, last night, 34-31, big win for the Titans during this stretch, right? Mm-hmm. What else has come? The Colts are in there. The Ravens are in here. I mean, I'm not in here, but in this four-game stretch, I mean, the Chiefs, then what?
Well, they got it's Ravens. Chiefs and then at the Colts.
Okay.
And then
the Ravens, right?
Rams.
That's Rams. Rams. That's right. Rams.
Yeah. The Ravens aren't on the schedule.
That didn't sound right. Yeah. Rams. Thank you.
Yeah, at the Rams in LA, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so I mean, listen, I know it's fairly still early-ish in the season, but it can get late on you early, right? And so, you know, we'd be having a much different conversation about this team and where this season is going had they lost last night.
615-844-5600, the F&M Bank phone line. Eric, good morning.
And also, you probably might be having a much different conversation at that team had they not lost to the Jets. So they'd be 5-1.
Yeah, that was like I was saying earlier, you know, that you know they're still playing catch-up for losing dropping that game to the Jets. That's why last night's win was so important.
Yeah, and it's just like up and down of the team last night, kind of up and down this season, from that horrible loss to the Jets to that great, fantastic win last night. And, guys, I think Mike Vrabel not only was watching, game film of last week's game against Jacksonville and this week's opponent Buffalo, he must have been watching also some old game film from home run throwback with that play he tried last night.
What the heck was that? What a disaster that was.
I think he was paying homage. I really, you know how Vrabel would think.
Yeah, the Buffalo Bills in their official Twitter handle said, oh, they finally called a forward lateral Tennessee.
That one was, but the thing is, though.
That was kind of like 20-something years too late.
Who was the one that caught the ball?
Chester Rogers. Was that right?
If he had gone 5 yards deeper make it a lateral,
he had something.
He's got something. Yep. You know, he's got something.
I'd forgotten all about that play. Yeah,
and also great game calls last night by the guys on there last night, but especially Coach Mack. He just had me cracking up last night.
Isn't he great? Especially when he gets on the especially when a bad call goes against the Titans.
He's like, well, I'm going to tell you, they made
the call. I don't know what else to say.
And then the stop on the play of Josh Allen. He says, no.
What was that?
You know, H-W-E hockey sticks, no.
I love Coach Mack. He is
Eric, you okay? You all right?
Yeah, he's a treasure.
I mean, Mike Keith.
I'm a fire guy. And also that play before the half. It's like, what was Jack Rabbit Jiggins thinking? I mean, it's like he was on the sidelines talking to coaches. I don't know if that was what that was, where Cole Beasley was just wide open in the end zone. That just was so frustrating.
Yeah.
A lot of people think that if this keeps up, I'm not saying he definitely will, but you wonder if he's going to get cut before the season.
It seemed like a good idea at the time, but I remember thinking, man, this guy's 32 years old. I don't know how much he's got left. But, you know, you bring up a good point, Eric. I mean, with how he's playing, which hasn't been great, and all these, they are really banged up in the secondary, right? Fulton didn't play last night. Chris Jackson goes down, leaves, comes back, goes down again. Caleb Farley goes down. You got Patrick Mahomes coming in, bro. Against the banged up secondary, I'm just saying.
Yeah, and of course Farley's now done for the season because I saw where he's got a torn ACL. So, so it's just
what a disappointing rookie season for him, man. From start to finish.
And Byard gets a big pick last night. I tell you what, guys. Even though defensively, you know, we still got issues and stuff. They made the key stops in place when they had to, especially limiting to 2 field goals early on. That certainly helped. Mm-hmm. Also, one of the frustrating things was that, I guess, that penalty, I guess, on long waves, helmet to helmet on Josh Allen. You just don't do that because that was where we could have stopped it, and they wind up going down the field and get a touchdown.
That was an egregious penalty. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
You know, David Long's a smarter player than that.
I tell you what, though, he's all over the field, man.
He's terrific.
I mean,
and listen, I love Jayon Brown and Rashawn Evans, but I think there's a strong possibility one or both those guys do not come back next year.
David Long can. Go ahead, Eric.
And what also can you say about Harold Landry? You got to pay the guy, you know, because you do not want to lose this guy to free agency or whatever, because I think he's certainly going to get a big payday if he winds up leaving here. If I know you probably don't sign players in the season, but the way he's playing, he definitely deserves his money.
I don't disagree with that.
But you're right. He's going to get a lot of attention on the open market. Is his contract up this year, Eric?
I think so.
They exercise his option for the fifth? Yeah, I think that's where we're headed.
That's probably what they'll do, right? And while they negotiate a long-term deal,
And guys, one last thing before I get off. I tell you what, you know, Buffalo fans are spending the money, and now they can spend their money and drink the town dry, drown in the sorrows, and get on the plane back to Buffalo.
Head on home, huh?
Yep.
Go get you a beef on the way.
Yeah, thank you for boosting our economy. Now, thank you, Eric. The airport's way.
Take care and have a good week.
See you, Eric.
All right, thank you.
See you, pal.
615-844-5600. We are really really hospitable this morning, guys. Yeah, that's what we say. Come spend your money, get.
Right, exactly.
Go get.
Come to our world-class hospitality and entertainment city, spend money, boost our economy, and then leave.
Let's go back to the phone. Steve, good morning.
What's up, Steve?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
Just plain old Steve.
No. The other guy, I know him, he's plain old Steve.
Man, that's just fantastic. Ever since Rabel's been here, this has been so fun. I mean, you just can't count them out. I really hope that before this team gets away, that they make it happen and win the Super Bowl, of course. But what a win last night. But, John, I played offensive line, and one thing that you've said a few times this morning is that Tannehill was mediocre at best. he didn't have time. He didn't have time in the pocket to throw the ball deep. Yeah. I thought he played really well.
He hung in there, man. He made some big time throws in that second half. I mean, you're probably right, Steve. I probably am a victim to the numbers, but when he had to make a play, he made a play.
Yeah, and I just, I'm not trying to pick a fight or nothing.
No, it's all good, man.
But yeah, he just didn't have time in the pocket. If he could have sat in the pocket and thrown some deep balls last night, I thought he played really well. Actually, he was under pressure the whole night.
Right. Let me ask you this though, and Steve and you too. We've talked about this in several games past, also, where last night the pressure, Allen was being pressured.
Mm-hmm.
But would have to move, roll, improvise, or whatever.
There were a couple of coverage sacks in that game,
but
too.
Ever since that time that Tannehill ran, Macho Man, everybody thought, and then remember how the next time he didn't run at all, almost as a reaction to, hey, what are you doing running so much? I think I like to see more mobility out of him when that pocket collapses. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right about that, because he can run. I mean,
I'm not saying run, just buy time.
Listen, this guy started off as a wide receiver. He's used to running.
Scramble around.
Instead of, it's almost like ever since then he said, well, I don't want to, I'm too valuable to the team to go out here and get hurt.
What'd he say that his wife said? His wife doesn't like it when he takes off and runs. She don't want to get hurt.
I can give him some advice on that. All right. So anyway,
you're right. He could buy more time just by just moving. Doing a Russell Wilson,
or even though if they're or moving the pocket, set design, move the pocket,
roll
the pocket
out,
a little
kind of
bit.
Thing. Yeah, bootlegs.
I do like the screens to Henry though.
Yep.
I like getting Henry the ball in space and quick hitters out on the flat.
And he's worked really hard at improving his pass catching.
Yeah, you can tell.
And Steve, to your original point, you're right. Ever since Vrabel got here, this team has showed a resilience, and Greg, you mentioned it. Whenever they're backed against the corner, they always they will fight tooth and nail to the end. You got to respect Vrabel for his ability to get them, squeeze every ounce out of this team.
That's when this team reflects his mentality the most.
Yes,
as a player and now as a coach.
What does he talk about all the time? Effort and finish.
Me and my wife happened to be in Old San Juan, Puerto Rico, when they played at New England in the playoffs. And, nobody thought they were going to go in there and win that game. And we watched that in a really cool little place.
Where were you now? Go ahead and drop the name again. San Juan. You could have been saying we were watching it out in Donaldson.
Yeah, I was jamming in San Juan last week.
Old San Juan.
I've been there. I've been there.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And then we had the earthquake.
Oh, that's good. Oh, wow.
2 days without electricity, but at least the building didn't collapse on us.
Right. But, Steve, you mentioned it, man. I mean, listen, the window is still open, but, it's starting to close a little bit. You're not going to be able to keep these guys around forever. And so you're right. A big part of me would love to see this team be able to cash in and bring this city the Lombardi Trophy. Going to be tough. Well, especially with all these injuries,
they're
going to be in every game.
They're sort of above treading water right now, but there was a Bud Dupree sighting last night too, which is good. Steve, we'll let you go, man. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, call back more often, Steve. Appreciate it.
All right, let's get right back to the phone line. But Bud Dupree, I mean, really his first impact of the season, right?
Yeah, played pretty well. Spoke to him after the game. Yeah. Said he got through the game fine physically. That's certainly
some
good
money.
You took the words right out of my mouth, man. This guy's getting paid a lot of money to be on the field in impact games. And so, hopefully we'll start seeing that.
Let's go back to the phones. Doug on the F&M Bank phone line. Hey, Doug.
Hey guys. Great game last night. We've got nicknames for these guys, King Henry, Big Jeff, but can I ask you guys to do me a favor?
Anything for you, Doug.
Please quit referring to Janoris Jenkins as Jackrabbit.
No, we can't. Here's why. Because that's basically what his name is now. I don't know if he's legally changed it, but he's on the roster as Jackrabbit
Jenkins.
And
he is very insistent on that is
exactly.
You said.
Let me explain why I need you guys to refer to him as Janoris. Janoris Jenkins. Because he can't cover the slant.
Nope.
He can't cover the stop and go.
Nope.
He's constantly getting beat deep. I've got the name he needs.
Is it safe for FCC airwaves?
It's Alzheimer Jenkins because he's always getting lost.
Oh my God. Come on, Doug.
Alzheimer Jenkins.
Man. Oh, see, that's, Doug, you know.
Doug, we love you, but come on, Doug. You're better than that.
And my mom just passed away from that like 3 months ago. My old Lord.
Last night, he turns around and he's lost on the backside. Seattle, he was lost. He's constantly got his palms up looking around like, where do I go, Shaggy?
Oh, all right, God, Doug, please. We love you, man. Doug, great call.
Please.
Great. All right,
please,
we will take it under advisement.
Well, we'll walk right in the up to him next time you're over there with the camera.
What's up, Alzheimer's?
Lordy mercy, it's not even. It's
hurt. You're always lost,
man. You know, Doug, you're funny. I don't. You're sort of on the. How would we describe that?
What do you mean?
Correct.
Yeah, there you go. Maybe that. Yeah,
yeah,
maybe
you're kind of walking the line there, but
that's in that ballpark.
I found it entertaining, but you're right. Too. Yeah.
All right, Doug. Thanks,
appreciate
buddy.
You, Doug. Thanks. Wow.
Man. Can't call him Jackrabbit anymore. Mm-hmm.
I'm not. I'll either call him Janoris or Jackrabbit. I'm not going to call him Alzheimer's.
No, that's not nice.
It's not nice, is it, Craig?
No, it isn't really. I mean, it's a terrible disease.
It is. My dad suffered from it too. Mm-hmm. Well, it wasn't really full blown Alzheimer's, but it was dementia. Brought on by diabetes, and so it was.
Yeah, I saw my mom go through it.
Yeah.
Anyway, buying a car, and it can be overwhelming. You know what? Especially now the demand is back in full swing. Lucky for you, Edmunds has been taking the stress out of car shopping for over 50 years. Edmunds editors drive over 500,000 miles every year, testing thousands of hours on hundreds of new vehicles. They review almost every car on the market, rank the best ones in each category, so you can narrow your search and compare options side by side. Just to find the best vehicle for you when you're ready, Edmunds makes it easy to find options in your area with accurate price estimate. And they get these helpful filters at Edmunds.com. Color, model, special features, engine type, drivetrain, price, distance, all of those, especially drivetrain and engine type. You know what you can spend, and you know what they'll tell you if you're going to get a good deal or not, the color, model, all of that stuff. But the stuff that you can't get in just a test drive, they find out for you, especially that engine type and drivetrain and certainly the value. Edmunds is here to guide you to your perfect vehicle. Visit Edmunds.com to see their best car rankings and search for vehicles near you. That's Edmunds.com, Edmunds.com for cars. There's Edmunds. More phone calls after the break.
Award-winning Davidson Reserve Whiskey is the truest expression of what originally inspired Pennington Distilling Company, based in Nashville, to open a distillery in 2011. It's a reflection of Tennessee heritage that connects Tennessee to a long and storied history of distilling alcohol. Each expression is mashed, distilled, aged, and bottled right on site. Davidson Reserve takes pride in our craft, and we are honored to share it with you. Pick up a bottle of one of our award-winning Davidson Reserve whiskeys from your local retailer today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey is one of the world's first chances to experience and taste a small batch craft Tennessee whiskey. Taste this locally distilled, aged, and bottled spirit today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
At Lowe's, we believe fashion and function should live together, especially when it comes to flooring. That's why we put together a showroom with the top stylish brands like Bruce Hardwood, SmartCore Luxury Vinyl, and Satori Tile, all known for their reliable durability. See everything our showroom has in store for you. Order now and get it installed with help from Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. Install available in-store only and through independent contractors. See Lowe's.com for details and licensing. U.S. only.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C. A always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
Sports Radio, WNSR. Yeah.
So Patton Cook, producer of the Bill King Show and the John Burton and Greg Hogue Show, also attended the game last night.
Yeah.
What time did the head hit the pillow last night, Patton?
It was about 1:30, 2 o'clock. I was just so wired the entire night. Yeah. I really wasn't even tired going home, and then I was like, I cannot go to sleep. So,
And then back here at, what, 5:30?
Yeah, got here right around 5:40, 5:45, and we're here just chugging along. If they would have lost, it would have been a real
That's tough.
It would have hurt.
That's tough getting up after a loss when you're lacking sleep. Yeah,
you know they can say
night games are tough.
You'll never catch up on sleep. I'll just tell you that.
No.
Right? Having done morning shows in this town for like 15 years combined, That's why I got fat.
I used to do mornings in Pittsburgh, and you're right. You never catch up on sleep. You know, you live for the weekends, but it's just like. You never catch up on sleep, and you tell yourself, "I'm going to go to bed nice and early." You never do. I was in bed for me early is like 10:30, 11 o'clock, and you're up at 4. You're out the door by 4:30. You know, you're at the station at 5. You prep for an hour, and then you're on the air, and it's crazy.
No, what it hit me though is I would be at a Predators game.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be like middle of the second period.
Yeah,
and 8:30, and I'm thinking if I am asleep right now, I get 8 hours.
Yep.
Right here while I'm at the second period of the hockey.
Right.
So, you know,
while the Zamboni's cleaning the ice.
615-844-5600. Artie, well, let me take this back on why I got back. Among the contributing factors.
Yes.
Was the lack of sleep.
Yes.
Immobility and gluttony.
Imbibability.
And gluttony added to it as well. Artie, good morning.
Good morning, my friend, broadcasting from downtown Flat Rock, Tennessee. How you guys doing?
What's up, Artie? Good morning, man.
John?
Yes.
I don't know if I take issue, but your comment of Lon Taylor's injured play being a bonehead, I don't know. I don't know if the whistle had blown, yes. But see, for me, I love to watch an offensive lineman like Lon Taylor. I mean, that guy is Dick Butkus in a huge lineman's body. and look, when you're a real defender, if that whistle hadn't blown and you're around the football, you better have your head on a swivel because 77's coming at you, okay?
Well, listen, Taylor Lewan. Has said on numerous occasions, you know, I don't play to the whistle. I play through the whistle, and I play through the echo of the whistle. Now, they had to kind of rein him in a little bit in the early part of his career, and he's done a nice job of that. But it's just, I don't know, man, to take a Superman dive like that was, I thought was a little ill-advised.
And leading with your head.
We can agree to disagree on that. But, you know, I know Titans fans love his aggressiveness and, you know, his kind of, you know, a lot of people around the league and outside the league that cover the league have labeled him a quote-unquote fake tough guy. I don't know about that, but, you know, listen, he's an effort guy. I mean, Vrabel preaches effort and finish, and nobody embodies that more than Taylor Lewan, so I'll give you that.
What was he trying to do? What was he trying to do, though?
He reminds me of the old Conrad Graham. I'm sure you've got this guy he's one of the, I mean.
Conrad Dobler?
Mentality on the football field, and I just love seeing linemen play like that.
Conrad Dobler.
You're talking about the
former. Dobler, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Conrad Dobler, yeah.
Incorrect.
Hey, thanks, RD.
Thanks, RD. Appreciate it.
Yeah, my point is.
We're going to have to disagree on that.
What was he trying to accomplish?
Yeah.
The play was almost over.
He's trying to do a Superman. I don't know what he was doing, but, you know. He's waking up this morning with a massive headache because of that decision.
He had a play like this 4 or 5 years ago. I don't know if you guys remember this. The Raiders came to town.
We talked about that earlier.
I believe DeMarco Murray had a long run, and Taylor Lewan sprinting 50 yards to spear his way through.
To chip somebody off the pile.
Yeah.
615-844-5600 if you want to give us a call, talk about that and any of, obviously, last night, anything that you saw or wanted to get into, we haven't gotten to, or your opinions on everything. Henry, 20 carries, 143 yards, of course, the 76-yarder. Tannehill, 18 of 29, 216, the one pick, just a bad throw.
Didn't see the safety.
Yeah,
Poyer made a great break on the ball, but, you know, Tannehill didn't see him.
But Westbrook Akini. I just want to give, I mean, three catches, all of them big.
Yep.
All of them meaningful. You know, only 9 yards per catch. Julio, 3 for 59. Is he now become an enigma?
We were talking about that before you got here, Pogi, and I think I agree with you what you said once you got here. It's something we're going to have to deal with all season long, that hamstring. You know what I mean? Leaving the game again in the fourth quarter due to a hamstring ailment, you know. Everybody was so excited to get him back this week, and he made that one circus catch on the sidelines, which was just crazy. I mean, they'll be replaying that one forever. Yeah, I tend to think that that's going to be the case. You know, I don't think at this stage, given his age and given, you know, just what he's gone through, I think it's going to be this hamstring thing is going to be an issue all season long, don't you?
Well, apparently so, and this is the which was the other game that he – played three quarters and set out the fourth, and it just didn't. Which game was that?
Was that the second home game?
I believe so, or maybe it was on the road. I don't know, but it had that same feel to it.
It was a Colts game.
Yeah, where they just shut him down basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. It was a Colts game.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll do this. You want to call us, please do. We're wide open this morning. We left it that way. 615-844-5600.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind. Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
No matter your learning style or experience level, Babbel has lessons designed for you that will get you speaking quickly and confidently.
I tried learning Spanish before, but I couldn't stick with it until I found Babbel.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
I can't wait to use our new language skills on our upcoming adventures.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
At Slim Chickens, you and your family are our first priority. In every restaurant, we're working to ensure our food is safe, fresh, and ready when you are. From in-store pickup, curbside service, or now, you can get it delivered right to your door. Just order online or through the Slim's app. we're here for you, and we're ready to serve. Download the Slim Chickens app to order, earn rewards, and get it delivered.
With three locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Today's going to be sunny with a high of 72. Clear with areas of fog forming tonight, low 44. Patchy fog to start Tuesday, otherwise sunny, high 74. Sunny Wednesday, high 78. Utilizing the resources of the Motherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
We
might have to bump this out of the rotation because it's not summertime anymore, man. It felt like fall this morning.
It did
a little
feel...
frost on the pumpkins this morning.
Excuse me?
Hey now. You feeling me?
It's an electric blanket or something.
Not those pumpkins,
Greg.
Oh,
okay.
I'm just saying, Halloween's right around the corner. People are going out pumpkin picking. And
you know
they got
what?
Pumpkins.
Guess what?
Did you go pumpkin picking yet?
No, you don't go pumpkin picking. By the way, you had a very intelligent metaphor that you did intentionally, but then you backed off of it.
Uh-huh.
You really should have stuck with it because it was really well done.
What was it?
Frost on the pumpkins this morning. You know,
yeah.
That had a double entendre.
I did not mean it to be that way.
No. Yeah. Well, then you own it when it's good.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Frost on the pumpkins. Yeah. JB, y'all. Double, at John Burton 32.
I get it.
Promo code Greg P.
I get it. Frost on the pumpkins. I get it. I tell you who got it last night and were the Astros.
Pardon me?
Yeah.
Do tell.
The Astros got it last night.
Yeah, exactly.
Red Sox.
And blank the Red Sox.
All right, well, let me finish. Red Sox, while we're blanking everybody. Red Sox 12-3 last night over the Astros, up 2-1 in that one. They've hit three grand slams in the last 2 days. Okay.
I'm bitter. What do you want from me, man? I'm bitter. I'm a Yankee fan.
Maybe we'll
see the Red Sox go to the World Series.
Maybe no pumpkins or raspberries or whatever those kinds of.
That's called. Right.
Anyway, game four tonight, 7:08 on FS1. Greinke against Panetta. The Braves are back in action. Game three, up 2-0. They play at 4:08 this afternoon. 3:53, our pregame right here on Nashville Sports Radio. Walker Buehler.
Buehler.
Charlie Morton.
That's a pretty good pitching matchup right there,
that's
man.
It's going to be a little – I'm looking forward to getting to the house, a little late afternoon baseball, 4 o'clock.
Going to get the grill out?
No, the grill's already out, by the way. It just –
Okay, sorry. Are you going to fire up the grill, Greg? Sorry.
My
semantics were off.
My grill is attached to the gas that does my home. I don't ever have to exchange the can. So, anyway.
That's good to know.
It gets used 365. If we want to grill and it's icing outside, mm-hmm. 12 degrees, we're grilling.
You're out there doing it.
We're doing it.
Good on you.
So anyway, that tonight, Braves Dodgers. You would think obviously with Buehler, but man, Morton's pitched really well.
He's done a nice job all
season long. As a matter of fact,
I've pretty much followed Charlie Morton's career because obviously you got to start with the Pirates. I was in Pittsburgh at the time, and you know what they said about Charlie Morton. He had great stuff, like strikeout type stuff, and the geniuses in the Pirates organization said, "No, you pitch the contact. Don't try to strike people out."
And he's mid upper 90s right now.
Don't try to go high velocity, strike people out. Pitch the contact, and well, now he's no longer with the Pirates organization, and he's 2 wins away from going to the World Series, and he's pitching an important game tonight in the NLCS, which the Pirates haven't seen since 1979. I'm done. Promo code Greg P.
Yeah, banging on the Pirates. I mean, kick the buckos when they're down.
It's disappointing, man, because it's just I believe every city deserves to have a winning baseball team. Football, hockey.
Not all of them can win.
Yeah, I know. But it's just, you know.
But I've had
my issues with Pittsburgh sports fans over the years. But the one thing I will say and put over are Pittsburgh Pirate fans because they endure. They show up to the ballpark And just every year they just get kicked in the nether regions because their ownership and their front office don't know what the heck they're doing, and they're not willing to spend money and try to improve this team. They won 98 games not that long ago, and they had a chance to really make a move at the trade deadline. They did nothing.
Well, the Steelers, pre 1975, forever,
they were terrible. Terrible.
And worst the Pirates, team in the league. The Pirates were that right. city.
Yes.
You know, from the 60s to Mazeroski,
yep.
you know, that, and all the way through to the 70s, We Are Family, yep. even into the 80s and some spots.
Roberto Clemente was, living, was a living legend.
Manny Sanguian, the catcher.
Steve Blass, all those guys.
Doc Ellis on acid.
Yeah, pitched a no-hitter on acid.
Has he recanted that?
He's no longer with us.
So we can say anything. We can say anything about him because he's dead. Is that what we can do?
Yeah.
Can't slander the dead.
A lot of people have, but I don't think he has.
Yeah. So. All right, hour number two coming up. Hey, you can hang if you like.
I'm Jim Ryan. President Biden hosts moderate and progressive Democrats at the White House today, continuing to push toward a deal on a bill that would greatly expand the social safety net and accompany a bipartisan infrastructure bill. ABC political director Rick Klein says,
this is still about getting Democrats on the same page, and they are still miles apart in terms of the price tag. And the sticking points now involve some particular programs, some climate policies that Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia is skeptical around. He's also very cognizant of making some of these programs means tested to say that higher income people wouldn't be eligible for them.
A congressional committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot today votes on whether to charge Steve Bannon with contempt. Advisor to former President Trump has not complied with a subpoena from that committee. Jury selection continues today in the South Georgia murder trial of three white men accused of killing Ahmaud Arbery, the unarmed black man last year who was shot while he was jogging through a neighborhood. Seating the jury could take a couple of weeks. This is ABC News.
Cleanliness and safety are essential to the success of any business. That's why Cintas has introduced our Total Clean program. A one-of-a-kind service that includes scheduled deliveries of essential cleaning supplies, hygienically cleaned uniforms, and on-site sanitizer and disinfectant services to help eliminate germs. Learn what the Cintas Total Clean program can do for you.
Oh, I'm ready!
Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Companies. If you thought you missed your chance to refinance and save, think again. Mortgage rates have recently dropped below 3%, and Rocket Mortgage can help you save big. You could lower your monthly payment and prepare yourself for a better financial future. But you've got to act now. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket. Conditions apply. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, but I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines' annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at timleeperroofing.com, that his long-based mid-state company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at timleeperroofing.com.
We prevent engine problems by changing the oil in our car. But when it comes to our hearts, we often wait until there's a problem. Why wait for problems when you can be preventative? Soltea is a patented tea extract that can help reduce cholesterol and help maintain heart health. I have friends who have been taking Soltea for years and the results have been remarkable. And they owe it to Soltea. Don't wait for a problem. Come to soltea.com/radio and start taking care of your heart today with a special 25% discount exclusively at soultea.com/radio.
Are you ready to rock, boys and girls?
Behold,
it's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
From
the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Welcome back to the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel and by Garvin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. Ow.
It is hour number two. Want to give us a call, please do. Hanging out here, Patton Cook, Patton underscore Cook, at John Burt, tonight, too, and at the Pokester, also at Nash Sports Radio. That's all of our social media platforms and WNSR.com.
We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is.
I know what it is. I just can't do it.
You haven't done the Big Bank Challenge on TikTok?
No.
Do you know what the Big Bank Challenge is?
No.
Folks, Google it, but if you're at work right now, don't Google it. Wait till you get home.
What can you say?
No, I can't. It's called the... Just Google it. It's the Big Bank Challenge.
It. You Google
it. Why don't you Google it? That's really popular amongst young ladies on TikTok.
How would you know?
Just trust me. I know. Big Bank Challenge. Not safe for work.
Okay. David Long last night, 14 tackles.
Not too shabby.
Just saying there, 14 tackles, 9 solo tackles. Now that's getting not that's a game right there, just the 9 solo tackles.
And the thing about it, he's not the biggest linebacker you'll ever see, but man, he's tough, and he is, as you said, not, you know, certainly willing to stick his nose in there and make something happen.
He flies to the football.
He does.
He flies wherever the that's a great knack that he has, and instinct. He plays on instinct and uses his athleticism and speed. I tell you what, he is emerging. 14 tackles totally. Good to see Amani Hooker back out there. He had 9 tackles. Mm-hmm. You know, so just running down some of the Elijah Molden, 8 tackles. He's got potential, but he's learning on the job, right? Man.
The NFL's tough, man. Yeah. It's a tough place to learn on the job. But yeah, he's a terrific athlete, great nose for the ball, great instincts, very physical. And it's funny, I asked him after the Jacksonville game, you know, how much pride he takes in his physicality. And he was like, look, I take pride in it, but it's not like I'm banging my head against the wall like Goldberg before a big match getting ready to go out there. It just, you know, it's what the job requires. And so you like a player like that.
Also, just running down through, because I thought the defense, you know, Buffalo's going to move up and down the field on anybody, right? Mm-hmm. It's when you could get your stops, and certainly those early field goals instead of touchdowns before it was, you know, like I said, it could be 14-0 instead of 6-0.
Absolutely.
And Landry last night, the 2 sacks and 8 tackles, and the other sack coming from Big Jeff. Big Jeff showing up, obviously, the combination of Allen losing his footing and Simmons blowing up the hole in that gap, and the play of the game. So the defensive, you know, we banged on the defense all last year, rightfully so.
Oh, I killed them.
Yeah, this secondary is decimated, right?
Yeah, just in time to play Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
And the Chiefs.
But they're putting it, what they put together with, what's that old saying, put it together with baling wire and, and
Scotch tape.
Scotch tape. Duct tape. Duct tape holds the world together.
Elmer's glue. Yeah. I guess that Gorilla tape is like the strongest tape in the world. You know about that?
Yeah, it's like duct tape. I don't know.
Well, only it's Gorilla tape.
I wouldn't know. Apparently, you bought the marketing pitch. Anyway, 615. Or he's now a spokesperson. I don't know.
Hi, John Burton here for
the promo
Gorilla Tape.
Promo code
John B.
John B.
Use the promo code John B and get 10% off your next purchase of Gorilla Tape. Now back to Greg Pogue.
615-844-5600. The SEC, I don't know if you saw somebody tweeted at about 8 or 10 members of the media on Sunday. And you were tagged in that, what will the SEC do? And I responded within an hour of
about
that.
About what?
With Tennessee, excuse me, what the SEC would do.
Yeah.
You know, the tweet was, and you were included in it, a lot of people around town, Gentry Esses, you know, Rex Road, a lot of people that think they're important. And in RMs, a lot of them are, and a lot of them think they are. And I don't.
You're not wrong.
But anyway, I was included in that, and I was the first and I think the only to respond. I said $250,000 by Tuesday. And that was on Sunday afternoon.
I saw that response.
Remember
that?
Yeah. The fine will be $250,000. I think I said that yesterday, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it was.
There you go.
$250,000. I think appropriate. You can't control your fans. That's the same thing as rushing the field, right?
Yep.
It's because you can't control your fans.
Yep.
Well, you cannot control your fans in a mob that became in a riot mob-like atmosphere up there. Now, mm-hmm. we can start debating all of this and all of that and blah, blah, blah. But the fact of the matter is the SEC fined them for $250,000.
And in my opinion, they got off light.
Yeah. A lot of people would think that.
Yeah.
I just think the top-end number for rushing the field is $250,000. That's the third offense. I just thought this would start at 250, because of the magnitude. Good on you for nailing it.
And like I said, I think Tennessee got off light. They should consider themselves lucky, because if I were in charge of the SEC, I'd probably do a lot more than 250 gur, to be honest with you. So that was just an ugly scene Saturday night. Can't happen. Shouldn't happen ever. You just can't have that. It's a safety issue, you know?
And you're... Anyway.
Not only does it make you look bad, but it's a serious safety issue. And there's no need for that.
615-844-5600. If you want to give us a call, you can. Again, the news on Caleb Farley out for the season with a torn ACL.
Yeah.
He, of course, had the back. You know, he was a risk-reward type draft pick, a lot like Jeffrey Simmons was, when they drafted him. And... He couldn't stay on the field here, and you could just I don't know if he was crying, but I would have if I'd have been him. I mean,
yeah, it just didn't look good when he went down, and and then they helped him off, and he wasn't putting any weight on his leg, and you just kind of knew it's probably an ACL. You see some guys get up and walk off despite having a torn ACL, but this was it looked serious, and our worst fears have been realized. So. End of, I'm sure, for him, what is for him a disappointing rookie season in the National Football League. But I still maintain if this guy can get healthy and get on his game, he can really help this team.
He tore an ACL, a freshman at Virginia Tech, had two back surgeries, obviously leading up at Virginia Tech, leading up to the draft.
Yep.
The thing is...
That's why he fell late in the first round.
The irony is that this was his first career start.
Mm-hmm.
He's starting for Christian Fulton, who had gone down, and he blows out his knee in his first NFL start.
Mm-hmm.
That's just...
Can only go up from here.
Yep, you hate that for him. All right, 615-844-5600. Dane, good morning. What's up, Dane?
Dane!
Man, you brought it this morning, Bert.
I do it for you, man.
You got up early and practiced a little bit.
Hold on. The bathroom mirror shattered.
Yeah.
Is it live or is it memory?
Yeah, remember those old commercials? What was that? Ella Fitzgerald?
Ella Fitzgerald, yeah. I love Ella.
Yeah.
Play some Ella.
Well, maybe the thing about last night, maybe the Bills should have squib kicked it. Remember the Music City Miracle?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because I thought for sure they were going to kick the field goal, go for the tie. And then when that's the second time the Titans have got them on something major like that, you know.
Yeah.
You figured they were going to go for the tie, you know.
Well, would say not.
Well, that's sometimes, you know, I don't know, man. I just think in that situation, you kick and you take your chances in overtime, I know. But, you know, listen, you got a big, strong quarterback. It's less than a yard. You know, you tried to do a surprise sneak on him. And had Allen not lost his footing, who knows? I mean, like you said, Big Jeff beat his man cold and would have been right there. But I actually thought he had the first down on the previous run.
But
I was at a bad angle. So
that 98, man, if Derrick Henry's buying jewelry this morning, he probably ought to buy a 98, a piece of jewelry, too.
Did you see the necklace Big Jeff was rocking last night? Oh, my goodness.
I saw it.
That thing cost more than your house, man.
Let me throw the journalist stuff out here to y'all.
Yeah.
Okay. There's still been so much talk on what happened up there Saturday night in Knoxville.
Mm-hmm.
Does Lane Kiffin not bear some responsibility for throwing gas on? I'm not. I'm not saying people should throw water bottles and beer cans on the field. That's not what I'm saying. Golf balls, but he has certainly done plenty to throw gas
on the rivalry, on but nothing that he's done
right.
Would lead to the. To that reaction being
justified. Yeah, I gotta push back on that, Dane. I understand what you're saying, you know, because Lane Kiffin is a bit of a blank stirrer, but still, nothing justifies what happened Saturday night, in my opinion.
You can't yell fire in a crowded theater. That's my point.
This is not that analogy.
Yeah.
Well, we live in a time where people in positions of power, they say a lot of crazy stuff.
I don't think he said anything crazy. I just think, and quite frankly, I think up until what happened, now it's being turned against him. I would dare say UT fans like the banter, like the playfulness, like the stuff back and forth. That, you know, and then because they get a bad call or two here and that and whatever, and they get liquored up, you know. No. Lane Kiffin, you know, it's nothing he did. Took it close to that level. No.
Well, okay. I'm not excusing what happened.
Let me ask you, Dane. You sort of like the fact that he was talking a little smack leading up to the game?
Yeah, come on. You liked it.
Come on, man.
You liked it.
Because it
would have made it all the more sweeter had Tennessee won, and you could say, up yours, Lane.
Then you get fined for rushing the field.
Well, people say that anyway about him. But yeah, no, you're right. I'm just throwing it out there to see if I can get a difference of opinion.
Yeah, I can't.
I have heard that. Yeah,
I can't. I can't subscribe to that. In my opinion, Greg, I don't know about you.
No, not to that level.
His head could have been busted with that golf ball. There was a report some kid did get his head.
Yeah, he needed stitches, right?
That ain't right.
Yeah.
Man. That stuff ain't right.
Nothing happened.
My thing is, you get all these political leaders in this damn time, and they say all this crazy stuff. And then when somebody gets hurt, this can't happen. Well, you know, you help.
Yeah, we saw something similar to that in January, did we not?
That's right.
Yep.
But anyway, I'm not going to go that far.
All right.
I'll see y'all later.
Right, thanks, Dane. Appreciate it.
All right. F&M Bank phone line. Well, hooky here. It's got to be a happy man. Sal in Jersey.
Sal,
what up?
You got to be. You probably sold 12 cars already by now.
Sold 12 cars. I'm ready to go to the emergency room because I woke up with the worst headache and cold I've ever had.
Are you serious?
I'm exaggerating just a bit, but I woke up a little achy because that game took something physical from me that I don't know if I'm ever going to get back. But wow.
Yeah,
I don't know where to begin, fellas. There's a lot I want to touch on. First things first, I think this is kind of an unsung storyline for the Titans. Danico Autry is probably the best acquisition they've gotten to this point of the season. Obviously, Julio and Dupree have plenty of time to make their stamp, but this guy has just been a game wrecker since he got on this football team. He makes so many plays that nobody really talks about. I'm ecstatic to see where he goes moving forward.
Yeah, his pressure on Allen caused the interception by Byard. You're right.
Yeah, he's just been, like I said, a complete game wrecker. And I said this immediately when it happened, what an underrated signing this was. Because, you know, any big Titan fans like myself, we've seen him do a lot of damage against us over the past several years. So it was good to have one of the bad guys on our side. Moving on from that, I mean, Greg, you know me. No matter what happens, I got to bring up just a small negative, just for sake of conversation.
We love you for that, by the way, Sal.
I appreciate that. Listen, obviously this defense was outstanding at the very last play. They won this ball game. But from a coaching standpoint, it still doesn't make an ounce of sense how you don't use any of your timeouts when Buffalo just moved right down the field in about 45 seconds with basically ease and no stopping. You know, outside of that final play, the Titans defense did next to nothing on that drive.
And I agree with you, Sal. It was going with Vrabel. He apparently said feast or famine on this.
Yep.
Or nothing. And I don't think that I agree with that. I think you needed to preserve the time.
I agree.
You know, to at least have a chance regardless.
Because you had to assume at worst they were going to kick a field goal and tie it.
Right.
Leave yourself time to go down. All you need is a field
goal
to win it.
If they score, you'd almost get to the point of letting them score so you could get the ball back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad that we can agree on that. I think that was basically a no-brainer. But, again, at the end of the day, Jeffrey Simmons is, you know, just continuously skyrocketing up the list of my favorite Titans because he just sometimes he doesn't have the best games, but he takes everything on the chin and he continues to grind and get better and better. And it's just a joy to watch him. And it's a joy to watch a guy of his caliber be on our defensive line because, you know, outside of Jarrell Casey, we haven't really had – a whole lot of game records like that over the past 10 or so years. So
yeah, nothing since Haynesworth, really, in the middle.
Yeah. Before he lost
but
his mind.
But the thing is with Simmons, the production, I don't know if that you can be fair with him with the production numbers because he is – and so what does he cause? He's being double-teamed every play.
Right.
And maybe
– so that frees up
something's
a guy like Autry whoever or Tierre Tart or whoever's out there.
No, I agree. And then sometimes – you know, there I made one comment about him on Twitter and I almost – got absolutely sent to the moon about it, but again, the only reason I said anything is because I just coming off watching the Jets game, and I watched an entire game again on film after I got home.
Why? Why would you do that to yourself?
Because I'm a lunatic, and nothing's more important than me than this football team. So I have to, I got to make sure I can still feel emotions. So, but yeah, you know, there were a few instances where I feel like he could have just forced a little bit more to get Zach Wilson, but that doesn't matter at this point. That's all yesterday. I love him. He's one of, if not the best defensive player we have, and I think he's just going to continue to get better. To wrap things up, really good to see AJ get production again. Obviously, he had that illness. I'm a big Chipotle guy.
So am I, man. I was going to have that for lunch today, but that ain't happening.
Oh, they get the brisket for a short time
I
only.
Know.
Yeah, they do. That might have been what he had.
Yeah.
So new. I don't think they clicked it yet on the recipe. But, to wrap it up, obviously we got to do some things to the deadline now because our depth has really shrunk as of last night.
Yeah.
We don't know what Lawan's deal is. Obviously, Farley being out the rest of the season is horrible. Fulton on the IR. So I think cornerback is number one target as far as deadline's concerned. And I wouldn't mind some tackle and wide receiver help as well. But also, I mean, I am so hyped for this Kansas City game now. All the momentum's on our side. And, all I can hope is that the fans show up like it did last night because I think the stats we saw weren't accurate. That place was upside down from start to finish.
Sal, I was there, man, and Patton was too. That place was electric last night. The only thing missing was you, Paizan.
Give it some time, John. Who knows? We'll see what happens. But thanks for having me on, fellas. I'll talk to you next time.
Feel better, buddy.
Yep.
Always great to talk to Sal, especially after a big Titans win, right?
Yeah, it was a point I was going to
follow him on Twitter, folks, at Sal Manfredi. He's a great follow if you're a Titans fan. He's nuts.
Yeah, he's
in a good way.
But to go back and break down the Jets Titans, that's
him.
Torture.
God bless him. When the Giants lose, I just, I don't want to see anything from it.
All right. Let's take a break. You want to give us a call, please do. Wide open this morning on the F&M Bank phone line from the Strike and Spare Family Fund Center Studio, 615-844-5600.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-830-8147. 800-830-8147. 800-830-8147. Again, that's 800-830-8147.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
Anson's Hardwood is on the air reminding all drivers to never text and drive, go the speed limit, and always buckle up. This safety reminder is brought to you by the professionals at Hanson's Hardwood. For the best hardwood in the business, call 615-281-0244. That's 615-281-0244. Hanson's Hardwood, on the air because they care.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For today, we'll have a sunny sky with a high of 74. It'll be clear with patchy fog forming tonight, below 44. Patchy morning fog Tuesday, otherwise sunny, high 74. Utilizing the resources of the Motherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Greg Pope, John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, Goggin Cold Hall. Coldest team in town. 615-844-5600. Clay, good morning.
Pogey, we're even.
Yes, sir, we are.
JB.
Morning, Clay. What's up, pal?
Of course, the bet.
I love you, brother,
regular season
way.
Bet
love
you, brother. To the double doing elimination.
Right. Love you, brother. You doing all right?
Doing good. I got a lot to get to, so I'll
I do too.
Quick.
So let me start with you, okay? Let me start with you. So within 30 seconds of the Brewers being eliminated by your Braves, I look down on my phone and I'm at Truist Park trying to leave, and it's you calling me.
The body wasn't even cold.
Like I said, do you remember? Did you listen to my voicemail, folks?
No, I didn't.
Well, I just said that I was calling to offer my condolences.
Thank you. It's good.
Clay, the body wasn't even cold
really
yet.
I mean, we hadn't even.
I mean, we could have called you seconds after that. South Carolina game.
They hadn't even drawn the outline around the body.
JB, you know what? It's a good thing the Braves won, because you know if I did owe him 2 steak dinners, I don't think Bogey would show up.
Oh, he would.
Are you crazy?
He would. I can tell you right now, he would.
I could put up you for Bob's.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, let's move on, because like right, I said, I have a few things to get here.
Rip, Clay. What do you got?
The Cowboys roll on as long as
Botox man. Come on, Clay.
No, but I'm talking about the coach. What's the coach?
Oh, McCarthy.
Yeah, McCarthy.
Yeah, his game management is pitiful, by the way.
Screw it up.
Yeah,
they've got a great team, but I want to touch on something with the Titans, and then I really got something to say on Vanderbilt. It was a great win for the Titans last night. This team does echo the mantra of their head coach. That's obvious. You know, if you're a fan, if you're a lifelong Nashvilleian and you like the Tennessee Titans, you can't help but be proud of that football team last night. That was sheer guts, toughness, any word you want to throw in there.
No question.
Now, on to the Vanderbilt thing. And no, I have not received a call from Candace, so I'm not going to games. So I feel like I can say pretty much – you know, whatever I want to say, because I think I've earned that right by giving that school enough money. I was really, first of all, I was really disappointed Saturday, but really more ticked off. I mean, supposedly, and I did not hear it, but supposedly in the press conference after the game, Elmer Fudd, and that's my new name for him, Clark Lee looks like Elmer Fudd.
Oh, my gosh.
Come on, Clay, you're better than that.
Elmer
Be
Fudd,
better, Clay. Be better.
Elmer Fudd was asked about the last drive and why he was in a prevent defense.
Uh-huh.
I mean, at times we're rushing two defensive linemen. That quarterback could sit back there and say, well, who do I want to throw today? You know, who do I want to throw to now? I mean,
it was like 7-on-7. World,
I just don't get it. But his response to the question, supposedly, and I didn't hear it, was he's still trying to figure out who he's got. So you're halfway through your season, and you're still trying to figure out who you have.
Well, like Clay, I understand your frustration, and I didn't like the defensive strategy at the end of that game either. But I don't know. I think Clark Lee deserves a little bit more rope.
They were an 18 and a half point underdog. Okay, let's number one, number two. Excuse me. He inherited a dumpster fire. He inherited a dumpster fire that in Mason should have been fired 2 years ago. Right now, I just think he gets a pass on everything, quite frankly, unless the thing just goes to a dumpster fire. And yeah, I think we're seeing progress.
But I agree with that. But I also agree with Clay that defensive strategy at the end of that game was egregious.
Too. Ole Miss was doing the same thing against Tennessee on that last drive,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
only rushing two.
Yeah, and it almost burned them. So I always believe bring an extra rusher. Why not? What's that, Clay? Sorry.
Vanderbilt baseball, you know, is what it is. Corbs is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got the best baseball coach in America, and I'm very proud of that, and we're very lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Basketball, you know, with Pippen coming back, you know, I'm hopeful that this team can gel and be pretty good. But guys, I just got to be honest. I've kind of lost all hope for football. I really have. You know, they've treated people, including me, like crap for years over there, and they wonder why they can't put 20,000 people in their football stadium. I just have no hope anymore, guys.
Well, I mean, again.
I think Clark Lee does provide hope.
To me, he does.
I mean,
listen, I'm not a diehard bleed black and gold Vandy fan like Clay, so I understand where he's coming from because it's been, you know,
but you got a big,
decades,
you got
generations.
A big picture this, though, Clay. You can't pick a microcosm of a game or a defensive series or whatever. He's got to lay a foundation there, and that's going to take years. You know, Bobby Johnson finally got it done. You know what years he were there? 6, 7, and 8, okay? It's going to take 4 to 5 years in several recruiting cycles through for this program to get back to a 6, 7, 8 win. The 9-win James Franklin's back-to-back in Vanderbilt history, an aberration. Okay, it never happened before, and
hasn't happened since.
Yeah, and so I just think the foundation there from Dearmeyer to the top, whether you have an issue with Candace or not, and then now with Clark Lee, there seems to be foundational components that give it encouragement.
And you brought up a great point. 18.5 point underdogs on the road at South Carolina. Why South Carolina was such a big favorite, I don't understand that. They shouldn't be, you know, really favorites against anybody. They're not very good. But, you know, Seals was a late scratch, right? Mike, right, you know, so you're starting your number two quarterback, and you essentially had that game won.
You were a defensive stop
away from winning that game, a huge road SEC win that really would have, you know, been like jumper cables to this program. Don't you agree?
Yeah, but Clay, if they would have won, would you be proclaiming the program back? Okay.
Yeah. See,
that's football. It's week to week.
I tell you what, we'll sum it up like this, boys, and then I'll go. We'll call this a mild mushroom.
No, it's been pretty tame, actually.
Yeah, you've been great.
I mean, I'd
call it.
It's almost like a little. It's not even a firecracker. It's like a little sparkler.
Yeah, it's like a lightning bug.
Boys, have a great day.
All right, see you, Clay.
All right, Clay, hang in there.
Yeah,
anchor down, buddy.
I mean, the body wasn't warm when he called me in Atlanta. I mean, I'm walking out, and my phone is. I hadn't even left the stadium, and my phone is buzzing. Mm-hmm. because I had it on vibrate, and I looked down, Vandy Clay. And I said, well, I'm not going to answer it then. And then
right.
I hadn't.
What, are you at a concert?
Yeah. My flashlight keeps coming on my phone. I don't know why. All right, 615-844-5600. Maybe I'm trying to find a clue. I don't know.
How about this Evander Kane story? Did you see that?
No, go.
Evander Kane suspended 21 games by the NHL for submitting a fake vaccination card. He got busted. How about that? That's crazy. You didn't see that?
I'm reading it right now.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Read it to us.
Go ahead. You got it.
Wow. No, I saw the headline, so you provide the detail.
21 ungame paid suspension. Unpaid. Wow.
Yeah, submitted a fake vax card.
Yeah, I've heard of people like bringing in somebody else's urine. Except, what was the soccer player in Italy that brought in his wife's urine? And they were testing it, and well, it was negative. But you're also pregnant.
I remember that story.
Yeah. What is he thinking? I mean, that they wouldn't notice it's the difference of a male and a female urine, and I guess. I don't know how that works, but yeah. No, I thought it was a funny line. Yeah. Well, you're negative, you know, but you're pregnant. Wow. What are people thinking here on Evander Kane?
Yeah, and just reading here from the NHL.com report, Kane has been the subject of several investigations by the NHL, including one after his wife alleged that Kane gambled on NHL games. Evander and Deanna Kane, which is his wife, are in the process of getting a divorce.
I'd say so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Either before or after that.
Right.
Yep. Wow.
So he was not with the Sharks during training camp and did not play in a 4-3 season opening win against the Winnipeg Jets on Saturday. He is eligible to return against the New Jersey Devils on November 30th.
Well, here's the deal. NHL players are not required to be vaccinated. Encouraged is just like in the NFL. Those that are vaccinated and those that are not vaccinated mm-hmm. go through different protocols.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's it. I mean, you don't have to be vaccinated, you know.
Yeah.
But don't come out and say you are.
Yeah, don't come out with a phony vaccination card.
So you can get better, you know, better deal with the, you know, in with the.
Well, what would make Evander Kane think that he could get away with something like that, number one?
Whoever thinks he'd get away with anything.
Right. And number two, just get vaccinated. Right? I don't know.
I still think it's a personal decision, but you also have personal ramifications of what that means, too.
So. I'm pro-vax, but that, you know, if you're not, that's fine.
But if you're in the NHL or the NFL, if you're not vaccinated, here is what you have to do. And you say, well, that's not right because why? But, well, it is right because it is a collectively bargained agreement between the players and the owners that these are the rules.
Exactly. So your players' association agreed to this.
Exactly. All right. 615-844-5600. Kevin in Muletown. What up, Kevin?
Well, I'm actually in your neck of the woods today, so Smyrna.
God's country.
Yeah.
Go by and buy some eggs.
Man, you were talking about that, you know, that drug test that came back pregnant. I got one for you. I got a old co-worker, a mechanic guy that worked in our shop. He got busted, you know, so he got his wife to pee for him. So he, you know, my old boss told him, I got bad news and good news. The bad news is you're fired, and the good news is you're pregnant. But there's only one problem. There's only one problem with that. He had a vasectomy years ago.
Ay.
So not only did he lose his job, he ended up getting a divorce because his wife was cheating on him. So there you go.
You talk about it. If it weren't for bad luck, this dude would have no luck at all,
it's
man.
It's the choices you make.
Dude, dude had a rough week.
Yeah, a little bit.
But, hey, you were talking about Taylor Lewan earlier. As soon as that play happened, I was like, what in the hell is he doing?
Exactly.
And that's before I knew he got hurt. You know, that's awful that he got hurt and all, but I was like, what is he doing on that play? He's out of control. I mean,
that's Taylor Lewan, man. That's what he does. He's a loose cannon sometimes.
Years in the league, he would figure some of this stuff out by now, and hopefully he's going to be back. You know, hopefully it's not serious and all that. But daggum, man, you got to play smarter than that.
But that's the way, Kevin, that's the way Taylor Lewan's always been. Dude's a loose cannon, man. He's toned it down a lot, but there's still a little bit of that, you know, crazy element to him.
Well, that was just an outstanding game last night. It was fun, fun atmosphere. I'm sure it was for all those there. Were you there, John?
Yeah, I was there, man. It was. The atmosphere was electric. You know, I was sitting in the press box, but you could feel the energy of the crowd. So many Bills fans there, and, you know, Titans fans also showed up because I think they knew, hey, we gotta get this thing going because we don't want to get drowned out by these Bills fans. But players were talking about what a great atmosphere it was and what a fun game it was to play in. So, yeah, it was a really fun night. I enjoyed it.
I was getting texts from buddies who were downtown all day that the Bills fans were just everywhere early, and I don't see how they survived. Made it through the game.
They're used to drinking during cold winters.
Exactly.
This is yeah.
I used to live in Buffalo. That's what they do, man. They drink a lot and they drink all day.
Well, I'm sure the bars appreciated all the revenue. So,
I stopped by a couple of establishments last night. They were well attended.
Yeah, and apparently mostly behaved.
Thanks for the call, Kevin. Appreciate it.
Mostly. They don't come in here like
it was great.
Like Raiders fans trying to tear something up.
No, the Bills fans were absolutely great.
Yep.
You know, they were great. I think they were just happy to be here, happy to be on vacation, happy that their team is good.
Happy to be able to go somewhere,
exactly.
Period.
Exactly. You know?
By the way, we were talking about Evander Kane. I just saw this.
Yeah.
There are only four players on current NHL rosters that are not vaccinated. Only four.
That's pretty good.
That surprised me a little bit. But anyway.
Wow.
He's apologized and whatever.
All right, okay. Next.
Yep.
NBA starts tonight, no?
It does. What is that schedule, John, since you brought it up?
Oh, I get to do the NBA schedule?
Yeah.
All right.
No, well, you brought it up.
Well, I'll tell you what. Well, let's take a break. I'll come back. We'll break down the NBA, talk a little Grizzlies.
Grizzlies open up. We'll figure that out as well. We'll figure all of that out during this award-winning break.
Hey, this is George Plaster. As some of you know, I've set up the Plaster and Friends Celebrity Bowling Night presented by Gish Sherwood and Friends Monday night, November the 29th at Hermitage Strike and Spare. Proceeds from the event will benefit Last Minute Toy Store and the Martha O'Brien Center. Those are two charities that I am really excited about. Here's the way you can get involved. Simply go to celebritybowlingnight@gmail.com. Again, celebritybowlingnight@gmail.com. There will be a 6 to 8 p.m. shift and an 8 to 10 p.m. shift. You select which shift you want to be in. Each foursome will play two games, and each foursome will be paired with two different sports celebrities. Cost is $200 per person or $800 for a foursome. I'm not promising great bowling, but what I am promising is a fun event you will never forget.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
golfers. It's time to tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the Callaway Apex Trade-In Event running now through October 31st. Bring in any of your old clubs and receive a 50% trade-in bonus towards new Apex 21 irons. The Apex, Apex Pro, and Apex DCB are designed with artificial intelligence for faster ball speeds. Swing by and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Greg Pogue back once again to tell you about Bongo Java, Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company, located at the Omni Nashville Hotel, just inside the 5th Avenue entrance across from the Music City Center. Bongo Java's expert baristas take pride in their trade, serving up fresh locally roasted coffee, classic handcrafted espresso drinks, and fresh baked goods. Open every morning at 7 until 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and noon on Sunday. Bongo Java adds to that great Omni Nashville hotel experience.
It's a Bill King Show.
I have this aversion to either the media or anybody else telling people what they ought to be doing with their money. Maybe in this case, it's just me versus the planet Earth. But I'm not going to tell those coaches at Tennessee or any other school, here's what you ought to be doing with your money.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
You ask, I will let you
know. No, I got your NBA schedule. I'm all ready to go. I will do the NBA schedule.
Just tonight and tomorrow.
Yes, tonight, 6:30 here locally. Good game. The Brooklyn Nets sans Kyrie Irving against the defending world champion Milwaukee Bucks with Giannis Antetokounmpo. 6:30 on TNT, and then at 9 o'clock here locally, game number 2 of the doubleheader. Just 2 games tonight, the Warriors at the Lakers. Both games are on TNT.
Grizzlies open tomorrow night right here on Nashville Sports Radio, 7 o'clock at home against the Cavs. Your Cavs, by the way.
Down there in Cleveland. Kidding.
Down there in Cleveland. It would be down there in Cleveland, Tennessee. Yeah. Yes, I would give you that one. Or Cleveland, Mississippi, which there's one of those as well. But no, tomorrow night, the Grizzlies kick off the season. We'll have the pregame at 6:30, 7 o'clock to tip off.
Knicks host the Boston Celtics tomorrow.
Who asked? 615.
Nobody. I just interjected it. That's what I do.
Yep. Well, are they in the CBA?
Okay. Laugh it up. All right. About to get jawed, man.
Hey, Brian, what's up, man?
What's up, Brian?
Oh,
that's the G League now. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. Keep talking.
I guess it's a normal Tuesday on the WNSR, man.
Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, it's about as normal as it's going to be, I guess you could call it. But, fellas, just a great couple of sports days. You know, TSU picking up a win, a needed win over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
My Bears got Rodgers. I tell you, man, people always talk about how bad their team has, but imagine being a Bears fan, going from Don Magic Man Mikowski to Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers. To never know going in that there's a great chance that you're not going to win a game. And every week, every time we play Green Bay, every time Chicago plays Green Bay, because I've never played professional football, but he's a deep best player, bar none. But I hate the guy. I hate him,
dude. What was that like when he scored that touchdown and he's looking up at your the fans going, "I own you."
JB, we're not talking about the past, man.
Fair enough. It's on to Cincinnati.
Hey, you're in that stretch. You had Jay Cutler.
Yeah.
That was as good as it got to.
I know.
That's the thing, man. I've been watching pro ball for about 40 years, and the Bears really have never had a great quarterback for an extended period of time. Like, Jim McMahon was good, but he wasn't great.
Not since Bill Wade.
It was the defense of Walter Payton that won that Super Bowl, not Jim McMahon. Well, he was hurt most of that year.
You know, even Harbaugh had a pretty decent career in Chicago before he went down to Indy.
Yeah.
I mean, we just always had game managers. And, I mean, I'm hoping Justin Fields is going to be more than just that.
Here's your number. Since Jim McMahon, 25 years ago, The Bears have had 27 starting quarterbacks.
Wow. Wow.
I actually believe it might be more than that. I think you might check your data, man, because there's been several. I could probably name you at least 15 out of that.
Well, the internet, you know, I just trusted the internet. That's my fault.
Yeah, that's your fault. Hey, man, you know, I tell you what, I know a lot of people probably ain't paying to the postseason unless you're a Braves fan or a fan of the Final Four teams that's in it. But I tell you what, to see the way that this Braves team has pulled it out the last two games, being down two runs in a postseason game is like being down 10. And for them to come back twice in the same game from two runs down, it's something different about this team. But I really think the overuse of pitching is going to be the downfall of the Astros and the Dodgers. Those guys both have excellent starting pitching, but they've relied heavily on their bullpen. And I think unless Buehler goes 7 to 8 innings tonight, they're going to be in a world of hurt. And I don't want to count my chickens before they hatch. Obviously, you know what happened last year with the Braves and being up 3-1. But if the Braves could come away at least with one game out of this, I think it would be a successful road trip. I'm almost giving the Dodgers at least a game or two. I just think being out there and having the last at bat in the ninth is going to be big for them. But if I want to know what you guys think about that. Getting one game out there and then coming back and having the chance to take two games at home, I think is going to be
– Well, you already know you're coming back home anyway, right?
Yeah.
And so if you get one, you would only need win one of two at home when you came back.
Yeah, I mean, from a fan standpoint, that's what you want. Get one in L.A. Because I agree. I think the Dodgers are probably going to win at least two.
Well, I'll tell y'all what, man. Going into this series, well, even before, if you told us that the Braves would be at this point against the Dodgers, I think we would have called you foolish. Most Braves fans, if they're honest, would have told you they wanted the Giants because they felt like they matched better up with the Giants and their pitching staff and their offense. But
home field, man, is much more important, man. Yeah, home field.
Sometimes
those two teams were even. They are even, okay? We've saw it all the way through. But you got to realize this. The Braves are hot. They've won 5 in a row. It doesn't make the 3 losses in a row that my Brewers had to the Braves now feel as bad. This team, I went down there, you were down there, they're feeling it now. Can they translate that to the West Coast?
Right.
Well, I'll tell you this as I get out of here, man. The Dodgers have had quite a few injuries with Muncy being out. Kershaw, you know, he was going to be a hit or miss. Mm-hmm. David Price, you don't know what he had, but they're not healthy. But the fact that they're played as well as they did to be in the position they are, they've done a great job because they've also had some injuries to their team too. But it's going to be great to watch these games today, guys. Y'all be good, and I'll talk to y'all later.
Jocktober.
Thanks, Brian. And Jocktober. Listen. The Dodgers, they still have Mookie Betts. That guy can pretty much win a series by himself if he gets going.
Well, Justin Turner was out the other night. He probably will be back. So, anyway, all right, let's do this. We'll take a break and be back and wrap it up in just a few.
Over the last several months, you've heard me talk about golf, and in particular, Riverside Golf Links. It's at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard. Earlier this summer, I went out and played, and I found out for sure that the things I've been saying to you in the commercial were absolutely true. So I want to take this and go one step farther. As the weather gets a little bit cooler, you might think about next year in golf, tournaments you might be involved in, tournaments you might set up. Let me strongly suggest Riverside Golf Links. I did this with a friend earlier, and they got it all set up, and they'll be playing a tournament next year. They've got 27 holes. You can simply go to riversidegolflinks.com or give them a call, 615-847-5074. It's golf the way you want it at Riverside Golf Links.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
And now Absolute Contracting Plus LLC, our premier full-service exterior expert, is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. This message is from Absolute Contracting Plus LLC, backed by over 20 years of experience and an A-plus rating on the BBB. For residential or commercial roofing, siding, or gutters, call today at 615-788-5031 and online at AbsoluteContractingPlus.com. Absolute Contracting Plus LLC, proudly saluting our troops and veterans.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. For today, we'll have a sunny sky with a high of 74. It'll be clear with patchy fog forming tonight, below 44. Patchy morning fog Tuesday, otherwise sunny, high 74. Utilizing the resources of the Motherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Got a few more moments, and then we're 88 out the gate. Adios, Kazoos. Preds
You're
tonight.
Unbelievable, man.
Are you going down the Preds?
I think I'm going, yeah.
To the Kings tonight?
I got to give them some good karma. They're 0-2, man.
Yeah.
There's only 80 games left. They got to get it going.
Kings tonight, and I figured you would go, but Thursday you got to work, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. With your Rangers in town.
Yes.
So, so that as well. So let's close out again last night, the big 34-34 draw. 34-31.
Each team got a point.
Anyway, damn it. 34-31. What do we have over there, Patton?
Yeah, first we got Mike Vrabel, and we talked about it, how kind of his players, they play to kind of his rhythm, his music, and here he is. On how much he enjoys coaching this team.
I'm honored. I'm grateful, thankful to be able to coach this football team and say that I'm the head coach of a group of guys that care a lot about each other, that are continuing to build and trust and communicate with each other. And it's unfortunate when guys go down. But that's why we practice. That's why we have a team and a roster and guys, step up and come in there and play. So, it's unfortunate when you lose players, but just a credit to the players that went in there and the coaching staff to have them ready to go.
I echo that, man. You always talk about next man up, but last night was an example of it because they were dropping like flies last night in that game.
What else you have over there, Patton, as we get on out of here?
Yep, got a few more things. We got Ryan Tannehill and kind of his reaction on that final play on fourth down.
I don't remember who I was standing by. I was moving around a lot at that point. I'm kind of watching the clock, thinking, okay, if they score, if they kick a field goal, whatever the case may be, how much time we're going to have left to try to go and win this thing. Then saw that they were going for it on fourth down and just belief in our defense that we're going to get it done. And as soon as they stopped it, I kind of lost my mind a little bit, started celebrating, jumping around, enjoying. I don't even know who I was with on the sideline, but definitely, having a good time.
And so was the rest of Nissan Stadium, man. It was a big old party. I hadn't heard a roar like that in a long time.
Yeah, a lot of it's relief, too.
Sure.
A lot of it. And just, wow, because you think Bill's going to punch it on in, right?
I certainly thought that.
Yeah. So, anyway, the quote of the night, though, was Derrick Henry. You can't find that. No. Talking about A.J. Brown with the food poisoning and what he thought.
Him, he did him kind of dirty, though, in public.
But talking about
wanted to make sure they had enough toilet paper
right,
for
him. And then AJ throws Chipotle under the bus.
Yes.
You know.
He even said, he smiled and said, yeah, sorry, Chipotle. I guess I won't be getting an endorsement from you.
But they got the new burrito for a limited time only.
Let the buyer beware. Let the eater beware.
I have no problem with Chipotle. That's actually with gluten, with me, with
cereal. Yeah, I enjoy Chipotle.
I can actually eat there.
As a guy that tries to eat healthy-ish, you know, that's not a bad choice when you're on the go.
And speaking of, here's Derrick Henry throwing his teammate A.J. Brown under the commode.
Worried about him? He was just telling us how sick he's been, and he wasn't even sure today that he was going to be able to play. I don't know how much you talked with him about all that stuff.
I just made sure we had enough toilet paper for him. But no. No, I'm playing, but
good to see Derrick Henry. You don't see that side of him much.
No, you don't. You know? We're starting to see it a little bit more. He seems a lot more comfortable in these press settings. And listen, I mean, you know, it doesn't suck to be Derrick Henry right about now. You got more than a dollar in your pocket. You're on your way to being an all-time great NFL running back, probably a Hall of Famer. I mean, geez, you know, smile, have fun. You just won a big game, and you were a big part of it. Why wouldn't you smile and crack a joke?
He threw that team on his back.
He did.
He threw that team on his back.
We talked about it in the open. Yeah, he did. I mean, I said it at the start of the show. You have to now firmly put him in the MVP conversation. You have to firmly put him in the on the fringe of becoming one of the greatest, not only running backs, I think NFL players of all time. When you look at what he's done and what he, if he stays healthy, will probably accomplish. I mean, like I said, Eric Dickerson, you are on notice. Your record is on notice. Now, knowing ED, he'll probably whine and say, well, I did it in 15 games.
Well, that's why I hope he can do it in 16.
Exactly.
And not have to do it in the 7. I think it'd be cool if he broke that in the 16 games and not 17. But whatever.
He's on his way.
It really doesn't matter. It will be the record. But if he stays healthy in this trajectory, you know, we're in the midst of seeing something pretty amazing, quite frankly. Plaster this afternoon, 2 to 4. And it's pretty amazing when the guys show up on time, Zach and Bruno. And now I'm getting like
I saw Zach
like
in the press
you.
Box last night. And so, hopefully he'll show up today. Him and big, bad Bruno Reagan. Woo!
And Ray Doskey.
Ray Doskey!
All right, let's give it that. All right, we'll be back in here tomorrow morning. MTSU football coach Rick Stockstill, Brad Powers. We'll talk a little with him and your phone calls as always. Thank you for listening. Jim Rome next.